Good morning, good morning, good morning from the West Coast. It's Chinu, and this is Artist Motivational Monday, where we come to you to jumpstart your week and hopefully give you some thoughts to consider as you are starting out on your creative journey. I greet you from, I don't know about this weather. I just don't. It's cold one day. The next day, it's like 80 degrees. And I'm just totally confused as to what California West Coast weather is trying to be about. Okay. It is cold. It is chilly. The weekend was so. It wasn't like the best. And I think it was just in some areas because I talked to my daughter, and where she was in California, she was like, oh, the sun is out. Oh, it's really nice. It's shining and it's warm. And where I was at, it was just the opposite. It stayed cold all day. Sun didn't come out at all. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this California weather. I don't know. But I hope you had a great weekend. Hope you did everything that you wanted to do. Hope the weather was good where you are. And, So let's get into it for today on Artist Motivational Monday. You know, last week we talked about how much are you vested in what you're doing. And I want to keep that same pulse this week because we are in the second quarter of this year. Believe it or not, we have hit the second quarter. So the next, 3 months? What do you plan to do? What's on your agenda of things to do? How are you invested in what you're doing? What is on your calendar for the next 3 months? What are you invested in with your project? Where do you want to be in the next 90 days? Because now, with us being in the second quarter of the year, if you have not started buckling down, it is definitely time to start buckling down. Because once we hit summer, it's like, it's over. We can call it a wrap at that point. Okay? So, how are you invested in what you're doing? What is on your agenda for the next 90 days? Because the next 90 days are very important. Even with everything that's going on in the media and all the high gas prices all over the world, in California, I think they have the most ridiculous prices because we are truly, out here, $7 and $8 in some places, depending on where you are. But then if you go to other areas in the city, because I know I was out in, Torrance one day last week, and the gas out there for those same gas stations like Mobil and Chevron, which is what I put in my car, the gas prices were still in like $5 because I went to a Mobil station and the gas was like $5.67 a gallon, okay, which is a far cry from what I had been spending, which was like $6 and some change, So it depends on where you are in the city as to how the gas prices are. But with everything that's going on, like the food shortage, the gas pricing, the housing market is crazy right now, especially in California. Where are you and how are you being invested in what you're doing on your creative journey? Because now it's like we really need to set our path and our pattern of where we want to be by the end of this year. We want to set our pattern where we want to be in 90 days, but we definitely want to have a plan for when December rolls through here. Okay. So let me give you some things to consider. Number one, don't give up the dream. Don't give up the dream because of everything that's going on the outer skirts of life, okay? Don't give up the dream. Don't give up your vision. Keep your vision intact, okay? If you have to look at your vision every single day because you should have wrote it down, But keep your vision intact. Don't give up on the vision. Number two, what connections are you making? And by connections, like, who are you talking to? Are you still talking to the naysayers, which you should not be? The naysayers, the dream busters, the energy snappers, the ones that snap all your energy out of you. Are you still talking to them? You know, why are you surrounding yourself with them? Because they're not going to ever see your vision. Okay, so who are you talking to? Who are you surrounding yourself with throughout this journey that you're on? Have you found those people that are going to speak life into what you're doing and what you're about? Have you found those people that are going to encourage you? If you haven't, maybe that needs to be your project for the next 90 days. Okay, you need to maybe make some changes on who you're talking to, who you're listening to, who has your ear? Who has your ear? Does the TV have your ear all day? Does the news, the outside forces, the news have your ear every day? Who has your ear? Who are you listening to? Okay. Number four, how are you preparing for the next phase? How are you preparing for the next phase? What have you put in tack? What system have you made available? What system have you created for the next level that you are about to embark on? Okay. Number five, what is the outcome that you are expecting? What is the outcome that you are expecting? Are you expecting any outcome? Or are you just throwing everything up against the wall and seeing what sticks? What is the outcome that you are expecting? Number six, how do you intend to accomplish your goal if you have to change directions? If you come across a detour, how are you going to change directions and yet still stay on course? How are you going to change directions if needed and still stay on course? Number seven, what exactly is the end result that you're looking for? What exactly is the end result that you're looking for? And don't overanalyze that statement, okay? Do not overanalyze it. Be honest with yourself. What exactly is the outcome that you are looking for? And don't just say to be successful. Go deeper than that. Go deeper than that. Because we all want to be successful. So please go deeper than that. What is the outcome that you are expecting? Number eight. How do you feel like this particular journey that you're on, you have grown? How do you feel like you have grown in this particular journey that you are on? List all the ways that you have maybe changed, or you have grown, or you've just become a different person. You view things a little bit different. List all those ways. Number nine. At the end of this particular journey and you have leveled up, what will be your next project? At the end of this particular journey and you have leveled up, what will be your next project? And number 10, when it's all said and done, if we start at January of this year, 2022, how much do you feel you have accomplished in a positive way on this particular journey that you're on? If we started January of this year, how much do you feel that you have accomplished or you have progressed on this particular journey? What has been your setbacks? What have been things that you decided that that's not gonna go with this particular project, and you put it off to the side? You didn't totally discard it, but you did put it off to the side because it's not gonna fit in right now with this particular project that you're doing. So those are just a few thoughts to consider as you are starting out on your creative journey for this week. You know, like it's hustle. You have to hustle. But how much are you invested in what you're doing? Because if you are invested in it, like I believe that you are, because you come and you listen to Artist Motivational Monday. A lot of you have followed us. This is our 8th season. A lot of you have followed us from day one and you're still here. So you are invested. You are invested. So we do have the faith in your decision making that you are going to stay on track and you are going to stay on path as to your next level. So have a great day, guys. Have a terrific week, and we will talk to everyone soon. If you are new to my podcast, I do welcome you. Come hang out with me on Mondays. I don't keep you long, I promise. If you are new, please check out the link tree in the profile that takes you to all the places that we are on social media. Let's connect. Let's keep in touch. Have a great day, guys. Bye.